going to be speaking on elevated fall-related mortality rates in New Mexico from 1999 to 2004. Falls are the second most common cause of unintentional injury in all ages and a leading cause of death due to injury. The population most affected by fall-related mortality is the elderly. In fact, 30% of U.S. residents aged 65 years and older sustained a fall-related injury in 2000, and these injuries cost about $19 billion. New Mexico had the highest fall-related mortality rates in the nation from 2002 to 2004. The objective of this study was to conduct a descriptive analysis to better characterize the epidemiology of fatal falls in New Mexico. I conducted a secondary data analysis using data from vital records from the Bureau of Vital Statistics in New Mexico and also from a national database, the Web-Based Injury Statistics Query and Reporting System, also known as WISCRS, from 1999 through 2004. A fall-related death was defined using international classification disease, or ICD-10 codes, as the underlying cause of death. These codes are W1 through W19. Only unintentional deaths were included. Age-adjusted mortality rates and rate ratios were calculated for New Mexico compared to the United States and stratified by sex, ethnicity, race, and year. Age-stratified rates and rate ratios were also calculated. To describe changes in fall-related mortality rates over time, the percent increase was calculated from 1999 to 2004. Percent increases were also stratified by the above demographic characteristics. Here is the univariate distribution of the demographic characteristics of those who had a fall-related death from New Mexico vital records. There are a total of 1,093 fall-related deaths from 1999 to 2004. As you can see, when compared to the all-cause mortality, the sex, ethnic, and racial distributions are very close. There is a slightly greater proportion of people 50 years and older who had a fall-related death than the all-cause mortality. Age was dichotomized for those less than 50 and those 50 years and older, because when analyzing age in a 5-year age category, there appeared to be a natural difference in fall-related mortality rates at the age of 50. This graph illustrates the distribution of age of death for the fall-related mortality on the left and all-cause mortality on the right. The vertical axis is age group and 5-year age categories, and the horizontal axis is percent of deaths. As you can see, the general shapes are quite similar. In an effort to better understand the types of fall-related deaths occurring in New Mexico, we can examine the distribution of ICD-10 codes for the specific cause of death. Unfortunately, the vast majority of deaths were coded using the non-specific code other fall on the same level, or W18. This accounted for 82% of all deaths in the data set. This is a figure of the age-adjusted fall-related mortality rates for both New Mexico and the United States. The x-axis is year 1999 through 2004, and the y-axis is the mortality rate per 100,000 population. The New Mexico rates are blue diamonds, and the U.S. rates are pink squares. As you can see, not only are the mortality rates in New Mexico consistently higher than in the United States, but they are also increasing more over time. This figure is similar to the previous one, but stratified by sex. Thus, the dark blue diamonds are males in New Mexico, and the light blue squares are females in New Mexico. The red triangles are males in the United States, and the pink X's are females in the United States. The first thing to point out is the rate among males is greater than the rate among females when stratifying across location. Second, in New Mexico, the rate among males is increasing more over time than among females, while in the United States, the increase is nearly constant across sexes. This figure is also similar to the previous graphs. However, the rates are stratified by ethnicity as opposed to sex. The dark blue diamonds are New Mexican Hispanics, and the light blue squares are New Mexican non-Hispanics. The red triangles are Hispanics within the United States, and the pink X's are non-Hispanics in the United States. From this figure, we can see there is less variability in the rates over time than there was across sex. However, in both New Mexico and the United States, it appears that there is a greater increase among non-Hispanics compared to Hispanics. The results in this table contribute to the results from the previous two figures. First, in New Mexico, it is evident that the percent increase in males is 74% from 1999 to 2004. This is compared to a 44% increase in the females within New Mexico, showing that the percent increase among New Mexican females is 1.7 times that of the New Mexican females. In contrast, in the United States, the percent increase among females is greater than the percent increase in males. When examining ethnicity, the percent increase among non-Hispanics in New Mexico is 82%, while the percent increase in Hispanics is only 20%. Thus, the percent increase in, among non-Hispanics is 4 times that of Hispanics. In the United States, the percent increase in non-Hispanics is only twice that of Hispanics. Still a worrisome difference, but not as stark as that it is observed in New Mexico. This table displays the overall and strata-specific age-adjusted rates for both New Mexico and the United States. The age-adjusted rate ratios compare the strata-specific rate in New Mexico to the U.S. rates. Rates and rate ratios for the binary age category are not age-adjusted as they are stratified by age. The main message from this slide is that the fall-related rate in New Mexico is twice that of the United States in essentially every demographic stratum. Exceptions are the rate ratios for New Mexico among the Asian Pacific Islanders and other races are 3.3 and 3.0 respectively when compared to the United States. The other notable departure is the trend among those less than age 50 years, where the rate ratio is 1.3. As seen previously, however, those less than 50 account for a small proportion of fall-related deaths. The most important limitations of the study pertain to understanding why New Mexico has elevated fall-related mortality rates. First, the distribution of the ICD-10 codes used to indicate the cause of death were not specific enough to understand the nature of the fatal fall. Instead, more than 80% of the codes were coded as other fall on the same level. Another limitation is the quality of coding and or the algorithms used to code the cause of death may vary across states. This would limit the ability to make comparisons across states. Finally, no risk factor data is available electronically from vital records. Thus, we are unable to address the etiology of these fall-related deaths. The greatest strength of this study is that the population-level data were used for both New Mexico and the United States. Hence, since sampling methods were not used, I did not feel it appropriate to estimate confidence intervals or conduct significance testing. Also, as there is limited literature regarding fall-related mortality, especially outside the long-term care facility setting, this study will contribute to the scientific body of knowledge regarding the epidemiology of fatal falls. In conclusion, from this descriptive analysis, we have seen that New Mexico has twice the fall-related mortality rate of the nation, and the problem is only getting worse. That is, the fall-related mortality rate is increasing more rapidly in New Mexico than the United States. These elevated mortality rates persist across demographic strata, sex, ethnicity, and race, and those aged 50 years and older. Non-Hispanics and males have the highest stratum-specific fall-related mortality rates and have experienced the greatest increase from 1999 to 2004. The important question as to why New Mexico has elevated fall-related mortality rates remains unanswered. Further research to characterize the etiology of fall-related mortality includes collecting handwritten specific cause of death, which may be found on the death certificate. Also, since many deaths pass through the Office of the Medical Investigator in New Mexico, it may be possible to collect additional information through their records, such as occupation, body mass index, comorbid conditions like osteoporosis, epilepsy, history of stroke, and finally the presence of drugs or alcohol in the system. I'd like to acknowledge Mike Landon, my co-author on this project, and the others shown for their